It's a pleasant Wednesday afternoon across New York and western New England. Under a mixture of sunshine and high clouds, temperatures today have come up to seasonable levels for early May. We do have some weather changes set to move in. Those clouds are the first indicator of those changes. It's all being driven by a warm front that will approach from the southwest. And it's going to take a couple of days for that front to clear our area, so we will see more in the way of clouds and an increasing chance for showers as we work through the Thursday and Friday time frame. Coming up tonight, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky from the capital region on south, and that's where we do have the chance for some shower activity, especially later tonight. Across the north country, the sky will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, and with that clear sky, temperatures will fall back into the 30s. So once again, we'll have some areas of frost and freeze, mainly across northern New York and central and northern Vermont. From the capital region on south, where we will have more clouds and that chance for showers, temperatures will fall back into the lower and mid-40s. By tomorrow, we'll still have some clouds lingering, especially from the capital region on south. There could even be some showers, mainly during the morning. And then as we go through the day, we'll start to see some sunshine develop, basically from north to south. We'll have a wide range in temperature tomorrow, where it's mainly sunny for most of the day. Across the north country, temperatures are likely to reach close to 70. We should reach into the 60s to maybe around 70 in and around the capital region, though that will really depend upon the amount of sunshine we see. Further south, it will be cooler where clouds linger. Temperatures are only going to be in the 50s and 60s tomorrow afternoon. By Friday, the front will be oriented north to south across the middle part of New York State, basically near the I-81 corridor. So in western New York, temperatures will soar into the 70s and 80s. We will still be on the cooler side of the front with temperatures in the 50s and 60s and that chance for some showers. The front will finally come through Friday night. We'll warm into the 70s on Saturday, but we'll have another shot at showers as another front comes in from the west. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly south of Interstate 90, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly during the morning, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tomorrow, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a chance of an early shower, then becoming partly sunny, with highs in the 60s. On Friday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 50s and 60s. And on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.